The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
With Joe Piscopo. Man, he is so good. Philip Sace is a S-A-Y-C-E. My son says to me, Dad, we're going to see a guitarist that I love. And I said, what's his name? Philip Sace. I had not heard of Philip Sace. I know Stevie Ray Vaughan, of course, and Jimi Hendrix, of course. We know Joe Bonamassa, of course, you know, and Al DiMeola. But Philip said, I went, I saw this guy in 110 North. It was the name of that. 110 something
Wayne,
like that.
Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, man. I went up there and I was never
drank his Gatorade,
so impressed.
Right? Didn't you drink Philip Sace's Gatorade or something?
No, I didn't drink his Gatorade.
There's some Gatorade story.
Yeah, no. I'm going to play the place. It's called 118 North. So went up there. I got to tell you,
coming.
This guy was so great on the guitar, Philip Sace, was that I invite you to check out Philip Sace online on Instagram, and his new song Spirit is spectacular. Love that. And I just love that he was so nice to my son. He came out, Mikey was so enthralled. It was great. So then the owner came over. Bless you, Frankie. The owner says, he goes, hey, could you go play our place? And I just may do that because they were so hospitable out there. In Wayne, Pennsylvania, out in Villanova. That was a good father-son trip. Hey, good morning. Great to have you with us. So, you know, you try not to get upset, and I'm so tired of getting yelled at in the media. And then I see the news, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I'm just watching too much news. Maybe that's what it is, because I see if I hear Nancy Pelosi one more time, well, she's got to stop. But there's you and I know, because I think you're savvy enough, it's why you listen to this program. You know that there's a concerted effort on behalf of the progressive socialists to take a Donald Trump out of office, no, in any way, shape, or form, except by election, because they just have no one. So they have no initiative. They have nothing, nothing vital, nothing that will jump out, you know. So they let's attack. It's really dirty politics. So she comes up with this scheme. The Mueller probe failed miserably. It's an embarrassment. And to that right there, you should just, in my opinion, just cut off the squad and the progressive socialist and the anti-American feel of that whole wing of the Democratic Party. But they don't stop there. They go, oh, that Ukraine call. Oh, my gosh, that Ukraine call. And you listen. The president releases the call. He releases it wide open, the call. Nothing is there. I want to know what happened with the corruption in Ukraine. Before you spend money, let's find out about the corruption in Ukraine. So nothing's there. Now they start that. Then it's like, oh, they impeach him. They actually get to impeachment. And you and I go, how can they do that? You think after the impeachment they would stop. They were in such a rush. I'm just giving you a chronological event here. They're in such a rush. We have to rush this. Remember, Adam Schiff, we need this now. They wouldn't allow any witnesses. They wouldn't allow the Republicans to do anything. And by the way, I can't, at this point, I have no love in my heart for Democrats or Republicans. I'm done with them all. I'm just an American. I'm more libertarian than anything else at this point. I'm done with the party system. It's always for party. They went after, they have nothing. Then she starts with the article of impeachment. Then she can't. She latches onto it, Nancy Pelosi does. And I'm going to tell you something about Pelosi and about Chuck Schumer. I told you about Andrew Cuomo. I'll say it once, I say it a thousand times. They are political animals. They know how to take somebody down. They don't care about the people. They are not there for the people. They're there for themselves. And I listen, I'm open to a debate. You're welcome to call 877-970-2999. You're welcome to call, really, and just on our balance of nature phone line. It's open, please, and we could debate this. But I really feel everything is just for politics. I just want to take the guy out. But it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And then he goes after Soleimani, takes out a terrorist. Oh, my gosh. Now he caused the plane being shot down, the Ukraine plane being shot down by who? Iran. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump got the blame for that. It just wouldn't stop. Everybody's got to stop. Now they have a debate tonight. What is, in your mind, what's the initial searing topic that the Democrats have that they can offer you and I, the American people, we the people, that you can latch on to enough to make you vote in a Democratic way? What is there one, I don't, nothing, free criminals on the street? Free everything for everybody else where you and I who work so hard pay for everything? What is there one thing that the Democrats have? One. There's nothing. There's nothing. There's no initiative. There's nothing. What about an maybe I humbly, respectfully submit infrastructure. Or how about this? How about if a Democrat steps up today and says, you know, we're really neglecting a good part of the American system and our fellow Americans, and they are in the stressed areas, and they're folks that are working very, very hard to try to, you know, not get shot at 2 o'clock in the morning if they have to, God forbid, go out. They just abandon all those things, all the help that we need. The Democrats can say, look, if this is what's happening, this is what I want to do. There's nothing there. So you got to put up with all this nonsense that we're hearing on the news, and then they hope it catches a narrative, and then guys like me get upset about it and talk to you about it. So I don't even feel like watching the debates. And then CNN, we were talking about this. Frankie, this is so interesting. Now, Wolf Blitzer is hosting the debate, mm-hmm, because he's like the last of the Mohicans over there. John King is actually good over there. John King, is that his name? John King, he's always great, right? And Wolf Blitzer, they're the last of the Mohicans of any decent. And I like Anderson Cooper, but even Anderson feels like he has to play to the left. I see him doing that.
Oh, very much so.
He has to do it. And he's a great reporter and a great guy, very likable on
screen. You know what? That whole primetime lineup, and I haven't watched, aside from the occasional clip here and there, in literally years,
yeah,
but were you talking Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper,
please,
and Chris Cuomo. I don't have anything against any of those three guys personally, but
that's
as
right,
a viewer, you watch it, and it's not just that you disagree, that I happen to disagree with many of the things that they say,
yeah,
but there's a certain smugness and a certain elitism, yeah, with the way those three guys present and analyze the news. Now, yeah, I don't care. Actually, I like when a correspondent or an anchor gives his opinion because it lets me know where they're coming from. It's not as if they're trying to sneak it in and yeah, influence me by pretending they're putting forth objective,
yeah,
news.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do have a problem being talked down to, which is what those three guys do. And you're right. I think Wolf Blitzer can at least talk to people, talk to the audience as if they're adults.
You know, I don't know how to say this because I don't want to be controversial, and I like everybody, but in entertainment, there's that a lot. And I could, that's why I could never feel comfortable in that arena, whether it was on a comedy show or in, if they think it's like they are the end all, they know everything, and there is that pseudo intellectual elitism that I can't stand.
Mm.
I can't stand it. We come from the streets. Most of us come from, I come from a town from Bloomfield Avenue where it's everything's real. And I was very fortunate because my parents did great. Thank God they did great. No one gave them any help at all, and they did it on their own. But I can't stand when they lecture us like that.
I happen to have voted for Donald Trump, but when I talk to people or I talk about the news, I can absolutely understand why people didn't vote for Donald Trump. And I don't think that they're aliens. I don't think they're from another planet.
Yeah, exactly.
When you watch Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, and Anderson Cooper, they act like anybody that voted for Donald Trump, they can't even understand.
Yeah, yeah.
It's they can't even understand how they're illiterate people that can spell their own name that would actually vote for Donald Trump. And so it's that level of disengagement that I have such a problem
with. It's so true. So it cut to me in November 2016 when I got the call from my friend Mark Serrano, and he said, Joe, they said, how do they do it, Frankie? They said the campaign wants you to speak in Tampa on your way to Jupiter. I was going from Tampa over to Jupiter to do a show that night. You know the story. And I said, the campaign, what campaign? The Donald Trump campaign. Now I said, whoa. And I wasn't sure who I was going to vote for. I know Donald Trump. I've known Donald Trump for all those years. I said, I'll probably vote for Donald Trump because we need a change like that in Washington. This was in my mind. Then, and I just tell you this, and I will tell you this again, just to reiterate, the who supports the president and why, and to Frank's brilliant point, why they look down on those of us who support the president, which I just can't, I don't understand it. I go, I'm there at the fairgrounds, and I'll tell you this, I'll tell you a thousand times, remember when I told you that? We prepared a speech with Mr. Serrano. I prepared a speech, not just a joke thing. I prepared a speech, because now I'm speaking in front of 20,000 people, you know, and I was there, and Pam Bondi introduced me. She was the attorney general at the time of Florida. But before we went on, they did the Pledge of Allegiance. And I told you, my back was to the stage, and I was backstage, and I had on a piece of backstage equipment, I had my speech, I was just going over it, and I heard, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And I turned around instinctively with my hand over my heart to join in. Everybody had their hand over the heart. Everybody did the pledge. No one was snarky. No one was giggling like Ilhan Omar when someone's talking about those lives lost in Iraq. It was just pure patriotism at its absolute best. The Highway Patrol, the Secret Service, everybody's hand over their heart. And then when Donald Trump came in, he was so casual out of the SUV. I'm thinking like, well, I'm looking at this, then this. And I forgive me that I repeat myself, but I have to drive it home because I'm like Frank, too. You don't like the president. Give me a call and tell me why. Let's just talk about it. I'm not going to hate you if you don't like the president. You vilify the president. My friends who are, you say, are anti-Trump. Why is that on Joe's show? Because they're my friends. And I'm not going to cut off my friends because we politically disagree. But when I pulled the curtain back and there was 20,000 people, and I walked around the corner and to a little walkway, and there was a curtain. And that, oh, you had to pull that curtain back and then you make your entrance. And I sneaked a little look, which you shouldn't do from backstage, but I did. And I saw, then I saw there were a group of people. There must have been about 100 people to the right out of the tens of thousands that were there. And they saw me. And I told you this once, I'll tell you a thousand times. The look on their face, the look on Joe. Oh, my God, Joe is here. Episcopos, look at that. He's going to support the president. These people were so in need of someone to represent them. These were good, hardworking, decent, God-fearing Americans. They were great people. Then when I got on, when Pam Bondi gave me, so what a nice introduction. I went on, I said, thank you, General. I went on, I did the speech. They were so just appreciative, just regular, really Americans with gigantic hearts that just wanted what's great for the country. And that's why I said, you know what? I'm so voting for this guy, man. I don't care what they say. And I got vilified in Twitter. Oh, Piscopo's a Trump guy. You know what? Debate me. Call me. Tell me what's wrong. Tell me what the criticism is. Like with Geraldo, and I had a night, great debate yesterday on the show. You know, we appreciate that. You're more than welcome to call. But don't tell me that there are, to your point, Frank, these people, they're vilified, they're looked down upon, they're quote-unquote deplorables, they are good, God-fearing, they're family-oriented, they're hardworking Americans, and that is the bulk of the Trump base, and it infuriates me when we have that super elitist view from the mainstream
media.
Well,
I think you're exactly right, Joe, and I think the backlash against that elitist bubble and that sort of uber political correctness, two different things but somewhat related, is part of what's going to really help the president going into the election.
Yeah,
because you know, I think a lot of people find that even when they end up disagreeing with Trump on a policy, and look, everybody disagrees with people from time to time, you know, they view Trump as such a an appropriate rejoinder to not being able to say black, you have to say African American, not being able to have a Christmas tree up or anything like that. The excesses of the Me Too movement. They view him as the appropriate response, their vehicle to brush back against everything they don't like about modern society and modern intellectualism.
You're right. Right on the money, Frankie. Much more eloquent than I could do.
No, I think you're right. It's going to be interesting, though, to see now that Bernie is surging, you see the DNC and the media all basically colluding to do the same thing to him now that they did 3 years ago.
Now, he hates women now.
Right. Now, it's very interesting. All I heard yesterday was how much he hates women. And first of all, what a real profile and courage by Elizabeth Warren to say this was a private meeting. I'm not going to say anything that he said. I was going to remain private. But yeah, he did tell me a woman can't win. Now, Tulsi Gabbard came out yesterday she said, you know, I met with Bernie, too, before I decided to run because we're friends and I supported him. And he was nothing but encouraging and he wished me the best of luck. Why didn't I see that in any news report yesterday?
Man, it's so infuriating. 877-970-2999. We'll get through it. So help me God, no matter what they do, no matter what games they play in Washington, we the people will prevail. I can promise you that. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, and Mike Gallagher is going to join us this hour. Anthony Pope's on the show. Stacey McCormick is on the show as well. Did you hear Frankie Fibrosa as we go to Debbie Duhaime? Neil talk about you yesterday. It was great.
No,
Fox Business. Yeah.
Then
we're on the radio. I said, let me plug AM 970 if I may. And right. So he lets me do that. And he goes, yeah, you would think, hey, Five Boroughs, what do you think about this? Neil says that.
That's funny. Thank you.
So watching Neil Cavuto say Five Boroughs cracked me up. I thought that was great. You know,
that's fabulous.
Always a nickname. Dream Drive. Now we got to go to Dream Drive, Debbie.
That's
right. Thanks to Charlie Fish. Hey, we'll get to Charlie in a second. But now, let's go to Debbie on the line. She has got traffic for you right here on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Wish I could make the drive a dream, but not likely today. A couple of problems for you out here this morning. 347 is Concert Highway westbound into Terry Road into Smithtown. An accident here on the island. Sunrise Highway westbound Locust Ave out toward Bohemia. A crash. LIE Service Road westbound at Half Hollow Road into Melville. It's an accident there as well. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head to the southbound Van Wyck into Linden Place. Looks like an accident waiting for you there as well. Taconic South at 117 in Mount Pleasant. A crash was cleared. Brain South at the Bronx River Parkway into Yonkers. An accident there. Inbound side of the GWB, that's 10 minutes in. Lincoln 20, Holland about 30. It's still kind of busy on 80 West. Exit 57 in Patterson with a collision. Then on 80 West out by exit 35 in Rockaway. Terrible accident with that ongoing investigation that was just cleared away. And we're still seeing delays 21 South at 280 in Newark with an accident. Rain likely today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder doesn't understand the criticism of Trump's decision.
And the Iran deal gave Iran a pathway to getting a nuclear bomb. The deal did not cover their development of intercontinental ballistics, nor did it cover their exportation of terror. They are the leading export of terror in the world, and they are trying to get a nuclear bomb while chanting death to America and death to Israel. And finally, a president comes in here and does something, and he's the bad guy.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
The easiest product, I think, that for me to advertise is Relief Factor. People want to get out of pain. For vast numbers of people, it has worked. That's why it has become a vastly successful enterprise. And they're good people. The father and son, Pete and Seth Talbot, who have made this company. It's all natural, and you get a very simple offer. For $19.95, you get a three-week dosage, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works. They won't lead you on. If it doesn't work in 3 weeks, tell them, and they won't send you automatic shipments, which are obviously more than $19.95. If it works, it's a bargain at whatever price. Well, no, but it's not whatever price, I guess, but at the price they charge. Anyway, the three-week quick start is at relieffactor.com. Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Hey, here is a tip for financial success. You develop an estate plan. Hello? If you've been putting it off, now is the time to do it. Maybe you don't think you need one. Wrong, lady, wrong. An article in Forbes magazine advises readers to make sure they develop a complete plan and to double-check beneficiary designations. You have to put in your designation, no mamalukes. I don't want any mamalukes in my financial legacy. Come on. If you're not sure what that means, call Connors and Sullivan, please, attorneys at law, and they will walk you
through it. Ask for the no mamaluke provision.
I swear to goodness, guy. Michael, know what you mean. I said, man. Oh, Mama Luke.
Stunad, too.
You know, listen, you pass away, God forbid, you know, and it can happen. Look what happened. Poor Mo. If it happened to poor Mo, as beautiful as you, it can happen to anybody.
Just rubbing her hands.
You know, everybody's waiting, you know? It's like that Clint Eastwood film, Gran Torino, you know?
Oh, right.
The girl couldn't wait to get his car, you know? You could leave what you want to who you want. And they can't argue with you. Mike Connors can walk you through and be meticulous on your beneficiary designations. That is so important. Trust me, I know. Please call Connors and Sullivan. Lisa is standing by, and all the great gals at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. You have an initial. A first consultation for free, and Kelly is there, Rose is there, Bridget is there, Justin is there, the great team, Beth is there, Mike himself is there, 718-238-6500. You can catch Mike, by the way, on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer, and Saturday mornings at 8 on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of the show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. It is, look at this, 8:26 already. It is Tuesday, January 14th. So Vince Vaughn, the great actor Vince Vaughn, he is in a video, speaking of which, what we were talking about before, he goes over, and the president and the first lady are at the LSU game, and congratulations, LSU, Clemson game. And Vince Vaughn goes over and shakes the hand of the president of the United States for 2 seconds, chats a little bit, blah, blah, boom, like that. You see? He got vilified, Vince Vaughn did, Frankie Five Boroughs.
It's crazy.
It's the president of the United States.
You know, James Toto, who we met when we were in Atlantic City last, who was running for Atlantic County Freeholder. He's a Summers Point council member.
Yeah.
He, when I ran into him, he's supporting, or at least he was at that point, he was supporting Dave Richter, who's running against Jeff Van Drew. And I saw on his Facebook page, he had a big photo with Jeff Van Drew. And I said, you know, I know you're supporting Richter. Why do you have this photo with Jeff Van Drew? He says, he's my congressman. I have a photo with whoever congressman was. And I said, I thought that was such a refreshing attitude.
And if there was Barack Obama there, listen, I met Bill Clinton. I was at an event and I met Bill Clinton. I shake the hand. Do I support the guy? Would I vote for the guy? No, but I shook the hand.
Well, Vince Vaughn apparently is a libertarian, and he has voted for Republican candidates before. That's part of it. But he's at the national championship college football game last night.
You see the president, you walk
over. I met Bill de Blasio at Arthur's birthday party a couple of years ago. Arthur made it a point to come over, make sure to bring the mayor over to introduce me to him. I don't like the guy in his politics, but I'm not going to sit there and trash the guy in front of him.
Well, and the other thing with both de Blasio and Trump, having met them both a couple of times, they're both, on a personal level, incredibly nice guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you can yeah. actually yeah. despise de Blasio yeah. as yeah. mayor yeah. or yeah. Trump yeah. as president yeah. 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 and still have a conversation that has nothing to do with
And I think that's
government.
The narrative that people...
The Governor Murphy, too, your guy, Al.
Oh, no, he's your guy.
No, one of the nicest guys you will ever meet. One of the really nice.
He needs a new dentist. He's a a nice guy.
Stop
Joe, Joe is a good guy.
He's a good guy.
I tell you,
hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
Right. He is I was telling that on Neil's show. We're talking about the millionaires tax. Politically, you could oppose everybody, and you could hate the fact who I don't like that you support so and so. But the hate's got to be put aside. It's just got to be put aside.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you for once. What were you going to say?
He's got bad teeth.
Stop with that.
He does.
Stop with that.
The teeth look creepy.
Stop.
Anyway,
he's a nice guy. Go ahead.
But I think that's part of the problem with politics today is that we can't be civil with anybody. No, you can't be seen in a room with somebody who differs from your political opinion.
I know.
And that's not right. That's not how it works. But that's part of the reason why Cory Booker is no longer in the race and some of these others. Booker did not want to engage in those types of politics attacking people. Now, say what you want about Cory Booker. I'm not a fan of his. But I thought that was his way of doing it, while it wasn't going to garner him the nomination, hey, he did it in a classy way. Could he be vice president? Maybe.
Yeah.
Would he have garnered more support had he attacked people? Probably not, but, you know, he stuck to his guns.
I've known him most of my life, and I would sit and talk with him, and it'd be okay
What was so classy about it, right? I mean, so I saw him breaking into Spanish in the middle of a debate, which to me came across as blatant pandering. I saw him, a guy who had no problem cashing Mike Bloomberg's checks for many years, all of a sudden imply that Mike Bloomberg was a racist for calling him articulate. I saw him in a post-debate interview, you know, infer that Joe Biden was somehow senile because of, I don't even know what. I mean, what did he do that was
I think he was trying to, his initial entree into this run, this presidential run, was let's put aside the divide, like I always say.
And like everybody else that has an existing job that's running for president, it seems like he's almost completely abandoned the people that elected him in order to traipse around Iowa and New Hampshire and the rest of the country while cashing a check from the taxpayers.
Also, I want to grab a call for a second, but I have to tell you this because I sometimes think things that Frankie works so hard to do early in the morning and then I forget to mention it, but Senator Chuck Schumer calling out President Trump's trade deal with China. Listen to this. The Senate Minority Leader Schumer argued the Phase One deal is stunning because of how little of substance it achieves. He's criticizing Donald Trump's trade deal with China. Schumer wouldn't have, he didn't even show up for the 30 years he's been in office. He let China buy us hook, line, and sinker. This president goes up against China, up against President Xi, and now Chuck Schumer has the audacity to criticize. See, now that is wrong. Let me go to Charlie real quick. Charlie, we're going to break, but wanted to get you on the air, Professor. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Hi, Joe. As a fan of the show, I think of Mo as the ultimate platonic friend. You know, you got to go to Mo. So rest in peace.
Great. Thank you, Charlie.
Condolences. On impeachment, two branches of the government, Joe, the Chief Justice Roberts and these rogue Republican senators are putting the president on trial. You can't trust them. The deep state's going to bring out a surprise witness. I think the president, this is like Julius Caesar and the Roman Senate all over again, and we got to keep watch. And speaking of Bloomfield Avenue, Joe.
Yeah, man.
Tell little Mike about Mike Bloomfield of the integrated band, the Butterfield Blues Band, East West.
Oh, you're the best, Charlie.
Forward and forward.
You're the best, Charlie. He loves Mike Bloomfield. You're so funny because me and Johnny Welshons, by the way, who cannot stand the president, my friend, he's still my friend. Johnny Welshons played bass in my band in high school, and we used to idolize the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. We used to idolize the Spencer Davis Group. We used to idolize Mike Bloomfield, one of the great blues guitarists of all time. And Michael Bloomfield. And so thanks, Charlie. You're right on the money. Mike Bloomfield, a great, great guitar player. Hey, it is 8:32. We're going to take some more calls when we come back. Right now, we can go to Big Al. And Mike Gallagher is going to join us as well. Anthony Pope. We'll have an audience with the Pope. And Stacey McCormick from Retro Fitness. Is she in? Is she on the phone? We don't know. She's coming in.
She'll be here.
That's great. So we'll tell you how you can get some great deals at a Retro Fitness with Stacy. And Mr. Gallagher will join us as well. Al Gattullo standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Senator Bob Menendez kicking off a major statewide census campaign. The Democratic senator joining the New Jersey coalition of Latino pastors and ministers in his effort to ensure that the Hispanic community is included in the 2020 census. Menendez says accurate census counts can profoundly impact everything from school funding, road repairs, mass transit, and public health to libraries, housing to representation in Congress. Menendez says the religious leaders who represent 375 churches statewide will play a critical role in helping to encourage greater participation from immigrant communities. Beginning Wednesday, adult New Yorkers who were adopted will be able to get a certified copy of their pre-adoption birth certificates. Governor Cuomo says the new law will ensure that all New York adoptees over the age of 18 have the same rights to information about their birth and biological parents. The New York State Department of Health will be ready to accept requests from adoptees 18 years old and older starting Wednesday. In sports, first meeting of the season between the Rangers and Islanders. Blue Shirts come away with a 6-2 victory over the Islanders. LSU king after beating Clemson 42-25 in the college football playoff national championship game in New Orleans. It's the first national title for LSU since 2007. And sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. On the Taconic southbound into 117 into Mount Pleasant, accident just clear, but it's still kind of busy. Pleasantville Road into Briarcliff Manor is closed right in front of St. Teresa's Church with a car fire there. Tappan Zee Bridge speeds reduced to 35 with the foggy conditions. Inbound GWB, that's about 10 to 15. Lincoln 20, Holland about 25 minutes getting into town. It's kind of busy this morning as you take your ride over to 21 South into 280 with an accident just cleared. 46 East getting down toward Notch Road in Little Falls. An accident right by the Route 3 merge. Heading over to Main Street and Boundbrook, getting out toward Mountain Avenue. Watch for that ongoing investigation from that fire from Sunday night. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson westbound, getting right into the area of the Grand Central. We're getting reports of an accident over there as well. And watch for slowdown Sunrise Highway West at Locust Ave in Bohemia with a collision as well. Rain likely today, high in the 40s. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens has great deals on everyday essentials you need. Right now, buy one, get one free on hundreds of select vitamins and supplements with card now through February 29th. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Joe on the radio telling you about the Perillo Piscopo Tour. Okay, you got a couple days. Look at this. You only got a couple days to go. January 16th. We have to cut this off because too many people are going. I love it, but we have to cut it off. I mean, it's going to be such a great trip. I'm so excited. Easter in Rome. Check this out. Easter in Rome, please. Are you kidding me? We go to a mass together, and then we have 4- and 5-star deluxe hotels, 8 nights accommodations, limited group size, 5 group dinners, all included, wine tasting, vineyard tour. Very special performance by yours truly. It is so cool when I'm in Rome. And we go in, and it's all beautiful linen, and it's like tables, like an old-fashioned nightclub, you know? And your Italian staff is around, and Steve Perillo at the piano. Oh, yeah, this guy can play. And I'm going to bring Mikey up with me, Oh, it's going to be great. We want you to be there, okay? Then after Rome, we're going to go to Assisi, Florence, the Tuscan countryside. Pisa is great. Seeing the Leaning Tower is spectacular, but the town is beautiful. And Siena, one of the most glorious towns you will ever see. This is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. And if you don't go, you know, sometimes you just never, I should have gone with Joe. I should have gone with Piscopo and Perillo. You know what? Now's your chance. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. You can go to PerilloTours.com, but if you call, and because don't forget, the cutoff date is January 16th. That's a couple days away. 800-431-1515. Janice and the team standing by at Perillo. Or again, check this out, please. PerilloTours.com.
With tax season upon us, don't go to bed another night worrying about your unfiled taxes or letters and calls from the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, there is local help available. The IRS has several programs where with local help from a tax expert at JLD Tax Resolution Group, you may be able to settle your entire IRS debt for up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. I'm sure you've heard other offers from national companies, but before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call me at 201-479-2572. You can come to my office right here in Jersey City. We will meet in person for a free initial consultation and discuss how I can help you. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572. I'm right here in Hudson County.
Give Jonathan at JLD Tax Resolution Group a call at 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572 or visit 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Joe on the radio, just had on the phone, Paulie Pillow. That's my cousin, Paulie Pillow, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's coming up in a second. Paulie is great. He's my cousin. Every time you see Paulie walk in the door, I'm swear to goodness gracious. Who is this? Paulie. Oh, he have a pillow. He have a My Pillow in his hand. You think I'm kidding? Here, have a pillow. Have a pillow. Paulie Pillow. We love it. And I tell you, and Mike Lindell, by the way, our friend Dave Damiani, he texted me, and I showed you the picture online. His mother gave everyone My Pillows for, like, Christmas. And there's a picture of, like, 10 kids all with My Pillows. You know, Mike Lindell's going to send Dave's mother something. This is a great guy, Mike Lindell. And he wants to say thanks to you for listening to AM 970 and for buying up those pillows. I mean, you can still get a great, great deal on the pillow. But now Mike is offering you this. If you go to MyPillow.com to the radio listener specials, you buy one, get one free offer on those Giza sheets. And the Giza sheets are spectacular. I mean, they're spectacular. A great price. But if you buy one, get one free now, on the Giza sheet, you buy one and you get another one free. Plus, all My Pillow products, whether you get the towels, the pillow, the mattress topper, whether you get the sheets, 10-year warranty, boom, and nothing to lose because you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer today on Giza sheets. Use the promo code AM970. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Let me grab Bob in New Jersey. Good morning, Bob. What's on your mind this morning? Thanks for calling.
Hi, Joe. I'm calling about all the discussion we have about the media all the time. And just saying that I never hear anybody talk about it, but Media Matters is still alive. It's bigger and more powerful than ever. And the 8 years that Obama was in, he had regular weekly meetings with the staff of Media Matters, developing plans for when he was no longer in office that they could control the major media.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're never going to get it straight until Media Matters is dead.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess Media Matters for America. Is that what Bob's talking about? Frankie Five Boroughs right there?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's,
all right. You know what, though? You know where you could go to for common sense for me if you don't like that? Is the Media Research Center. Brent Bozell's organization.
Yeah, they're sort of the counterbalance to Media
and
Matters.
And you need it all. By the way, I will tell you this, too, if I can, if I may. Okay. Because people always say, oh, Joe, you're on Fox News. Yes, I'm on Fox News and proud to be. To me, like you see, if you see Media Matters, right, and then you see Brent Bozell balance it out, you need to balance out this extreme left-wing progressive socialist agenda of the mainstream. And even they will tell you that. You talk to somebody from NBC, they're left-wing and they're progressive and they're socialist. And, you know, you need somebody to counter it. Fox News has handled that mantle brilliantly. And it is the most important thing to happen to cable news is Fox News. So, but they say, oh, you can't go on Fox News. Well, I'm saying maybe you shouldn't want to go like Frankie and I were saying on CNN because they're so biased. Let everybody just go out and say what they want. They think we're like dumb, like we don't know. I know what I'm watching, you know, but you need to balance that out because the objectivity in the news is gone. By the way, Fox News has more liberal and Democrats on than CNN has any of the conservatives on. You know that's the truth. 844 with Joe on the radio. We're going to go to Mike Gallagher in 2 seconds, but I want to touch on this royal family fiasco. And Sandra asked me about it, and I said to the camera, and I made Bill Hemmer laugh. I said, who cares? Nobody cares. Does anybody care about this whole thing? And I used your line, Frankie Fibros. I said, too, didn't we start a war over this? Wasn't the Revolutionary War?
Yeah, we fought a revolution, so we didn't have to pay attention to this. Apparently not.
And then I feel bad for the queen. She seems like such a wonderful, stoic, beautiful person at 93 years old. And she's got to deal with these little, in my opinion, bratty brats, you know? And
I feel bad for the people of the United Kingdom that still have to be subjects and can't be regular citizens.
It's so true. And Meghan Markle, too. I don't blame her. Like, I don't blame Princess Di, rest her soul, because I can imagine it's tough for them to go in and to be vilified and to be told what to do. They're young, independent women. They want to break away. I don't disagree
with that.
Honestly,
Joe, I think the whole notion of the monarchy, especially the way it is there, where it's, you're just a figurehead, it's useless. I think the time has passed. I think it's a very
century. I agree. And but don't they make it in tourism because of the
That's
family.
What they claim, and maybe that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think they make as much as they claim, but you're going to tell me no one would go see Buckingham Palace or the Crown Jewels if they didn't have this whole royal family,
And they live off the government dole.
You know, in Italy, they don't have an active king there, but they still have... they still have temples to the Roman emperors. They still have both the Roman and the Italian royalty. There's monuments. And you know what? I have to wait. I have to stand in line for a long time trying
to
get into the Pantheon.
Where Mussolini spoke. You know?
But I'm just saying that the queen and the subject, they live off the government dole. They're the ultimate welfare people.
It's true.
They have, you know.
I agree with Frank, and I said it on the air yesterday. I just said it to be funny. I said, if this was an Italian family, both Harry and Merkel would be whacked. They just whack them. What happened? I don't know.
They're on the island.
They're sleeping with the fishes, you
That's
know.
It.
But respectfully to the queen, who seems like a beautiful stellar
They're sleeping
person.
With the fishes and chips.
Yeah. It's like when you got whacked in Goodfellas, and that scene when you got whacked because you were in
Goodfellas.
Joe Pesci. When he gets whacked, and they get, you know, De Niro gets the phone call. Well, you know, we had a disagreement. Things didn't work out. Yeah. That's it, and that's
He's gone. What do you mean? What do you mean gone?
He's gone. That's it. That's how it should be. They're gone.
Mike Gallagher's coming up. Can we go to Debbie real quick for some traffic? Hi, Debbie. 8:46 right now. Debbie Duhame looking out for you. The whole royal family thing, I don't understand. But as a woman, you got to feel for this Markle gal and for like Lady Di, Princess Di. I mean, it's tough to go into that. Said Meghan. What did I say? Meghan Markle.
Markle. You said Markle.
No, Markle. What's her last name?
Meghan Markle. But you said Marco.
No idea. I said Markle. Jesus, Al. Oh, my God. No. This guy, can you imagine living with this guy? Frank, we do 4 hours a day. Can you imagine the whole day?
I can see why the wife has a pain in her neck.
Well, you know what? With Meghan, don't you think she should have expected this, though?
Yeah,
I mean,
you get
the whole royal wedding, you know, now all of a sudden you want to bail out? I mean, I don't know. This doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, just to go along with it, I guess. But who cares? Like Frankie said, who cares?
Yeah,
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Well, and she says she won't live in the U.S. with President Trump in office. Oh, never.
All right. She's on the island. That's it. That's
get
it.
Lost. Good, but
guess, there's no problem living in Canada with Justin Trudeau, who's probably in blackface right now.
That's right. Exactly.
That's right. Good point, right?
Oh, my God. 8:48 right now with Debbie Duhame on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Mike Gallagher coming up. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening. That's Concert Highway 347 West at Terry Road into Smithtown. It's an accident. Sunrise Highway West, Locust Avenue, Bohemia. Accident just cleared. Still kind of busy there. We're seeing delays as well as you take a ride over to the Queens Midtown Tunnel, about 5 to 10 getting into town. Jackie Robinson westbound at the Van Wyck. It's an accident as well. Inbound GWB looks okay. Outbound, it's construction. Let's go to the inbound Lincoln. That's 20. Holland, about 25. Traffic is moving slowly this morning as you head to 46. 46 eastbound getting out toward Notch Road in Little Falls, an accident cleared by the Route 3 merge, but you're still moving pretty slowly through that area. And over in Bound Brook, we still have that closure here on Mountain Avenue getting out toward the area of East Main with that ongoing investigation after yesterday's fire there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
If you're in any kind of pain, maybe back or neck pain, leg pain, sciatica, whatever it could be, you got some options. You know, you could go down the path of prescription drugs, and you know how dreadful and dangerous that could become. You could do ibuprofen with all the negative side effects of that, or you could take the product that I take every single day. Take a packet in the morning and a packet at night before I go to bed. It's the easy-to-swallow capsules made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals called Relief Factor. Pete and Seth Talbot are consistent. They've been with us for years. Thousands of our listeners have enjoyed pain relief the Relief Factor way. As always, I ask you to give it a three-week try. Try it for 3 weeks at a cost of $19.95. If it doesn't work for you, just notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. As I love to say, what do you have to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's coming up. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes. I'll give you the 855. It's 850 right now. I'll give you the 855. Do I hear 855? Can I have 855? 855 is the number. 621-9949. First five callers. Next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection. Oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get that free multi-point inspection, that free oil change, that free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Iggy is over there. My friend Iggy is over there. And Chris and Johnny and Carmelo. And, you know, you don't have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. That's what I love about Route 22 Toyota. No dummies. Alex Kinsella is there. He can offer you the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now this, to get you into the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. And it's brand spanking new, by the way, with that brand new customer lounge, the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota, I'm telling you. Now, if you call 855-621-9949, you're one of the first five callers. In the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. They're right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher comes up at 10:05, checking in with us now. Good morning, Mike Gallagher. How you doing this morning,
good
my friend?
Good morning, Mr. Piscopo. Just want to share my deepest thoughts, prayers, condolences for the loss of your friend. I know how hard that is, Joe, and gosh, it's heartbreaking news.
She loved you, man. She loved you. You know,
well, I met her on the boat. Yeah. Frank reminded me that we visited on the party boat, and what a big beaming smile and an open, loving face. nice and neat lady, and she adored you. Boy, she took care of her Joe Biscopo.
Yeah, she and, was. I don't know. I think she just. We still waiting to hear it. That's frustrating. You're waiting to hear what happened. We're talking about Mike Gallagher, and my girl was assistant for many, many years. Still always helped me out last minute. You know me. You can imagine my house. I'm so disorganized. And Mo comes out. You know, I mean, it's Mo, help Mo.
Listen,
where
she
are
had
you?
One of the most challenging jobs in the universe. Joe Piscopo's assistant.
It's so
I
true.
She should got. She get a Purple Heart.
I know. Then, but I'm like, what should I do? I guess do I go over? I got to go over to the home. I guess. I guess you got to go over, offer your condolences, and talk to the kids. Three kids, Mike. Three kids. That's the heartbreak,
that's
brother.
So, hard.
So thank you,
I'm
Mike.
So sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. We got a lot to break down today. Yeah. Coming at 10 o'clock. You know, I was pretty hard on those three Republicans last week who voted with the Democrats on this on kind of handcuffing President Trump with Iran. Well, one of those Republicans was evidently listening in Kentucky, Congressman Thomas Massie. He's going to join us today at 11:30 to try to explain his vote.
That's
and I'm going to challenge him. This is a time for Republicans to be unified. I mean, Joe, the unhinged derangement.
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn gets blasted because he shook the president's hand last night.
You see, after watching on TV now, and I'm going with my hand to my head to Mike Gallagher, like we got this, like we do with Frankie Five Burrows, we got this telepathy thing going. I was just going to say that. I was just going to mention Vince Vaughn to you. How weird is that? It's the president. Have you not shaken? I shook Bill Clinton's
hand. If I was in a room with President Obama or President Clinton, and shake their hand. It's still the president. No, they don't think he's, like, real. They think he's this like, creature. I don't think they think he's human. They don't think he's the legitimately elected president.
It's true.
They're trying to cancel Vince Vaughn because he shook the president's hand. Meanwhile, did you hear the ovation that the first couple got when they walked out onto the field?
Unbelievable. At the LSU Clemson game. Yeah, I know. That's exactly right.
I mean, the whole stadium cheering for President Trump and the First Lady. USA, USA. I mean, that's America.
And
people saw that. They say, listen, Biden or Pocahontas or Bernie, any of them, they're going to have a tough time beating this guy because I don't see a stadium full of people at the Superdome cheering for Bernie Sanders.
I know. And what's the initiative? If they come up with an initiative, if they come up with something that they could have that is useful, helping the inner cities as opposed to deserting the inner cities. You know,
do something.
Yes, anything.
Do something.
Anything.
Anything.
I know.
And now AOC, look at AOC. Right. Now she's trying to shut down the air train to LaGuardia. You can't even get to LaGuardia now because they no Amazon and no air train. You know, AOC. Chase away some more jobs.
I love that they're going after her for $250,000 in dues. And then she's saying, I can't pay the dues. I'm not paying the dues.
Yeah, I can't afford
that. She's the biggest
fundraiser.
Yeah. What's scary is, and what always happens in this situation, when you get somebody who's like a star within that party, all the donation comes from outside her district, you know? And I don't know, Mike. I mean, your feelings, you think with can someone take her out? Can someone take all this, you know, remove the ilk out of Washington?
New York is such a different animal. I mean, it really is. It's such a different mindset. I hope. I mean, I think common sense Americans are everywhere, even in New York and the greatest city in the world. And this whole community ought to be up in arms against some of this deranged lunacy. And I don't know. We'll wait and see.
We'll be
how
listening.
How much damage does she get to do? We're going to fight the good fight. 10:05. And again, I'm so sorry for your loss, Joe.
God bless you.
Great Tuesday,
yeah,
everybody.
Mo,
love you.
All right, love you, Mike. Thank you so much. Mike Gallagher, 10:05, right here on AM 970. The Answer. Joe Lumberg's out there. He's checking out weather for you. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning?
There goes a great American. He's a great American.
Yeah, he isn't he the best? Everybody loves Mike Gallagher. You know why? He's a compassionate conservative. He's smart. He is conservative, but he always sounds so friendly and upbeat about. That's what people love about Mike Gallagher.
Yes.
Oh, and you could disagree, but it's always just so positive for crying out. Like you, Joe Lumberg. You could be hailing, lightning.
I'm positive.
You make weather sound great. Just great. How are we doing?
I could be hurting. I could be, you know, be limping. But I'm going to sound positive.
Yes, you are. You're the marathon man. So, as people always ask, what they always say hi to the marathon man. You know, Joey, how we doing? Weather-wise, not so bad. Just a sprinkle, no snow, though, tonight, you're saying, huh?
No snow in the next couple of days. You know, a shower or two later this afternoon, this evening, upper 40s to almost 50. Tomorrow, even milder, mid-50s with sunshine. Then a front blows through early Thursday. With it, clouds and sun, a gusty wind. We fall through the 40s. And then it's cold Friday with sunshine. Storm comes in this weekend. Some snow, probably to ice to rain.
Ooh.
Saturday afternoon and Saturday night.
So all right.
Kind of wintry around here again.
All right, Joe. Well done, as always. Always appreciated. Joe Lundberg right there. A couple minutes away from 9 o'clock. Big Al's got the local news. We'll get some national news on the hour. And then Anthony Pope is in the house. Round of applause, please. Thank you very much. An audience with the Pope coming up momentarily.
You know, mic's on for that.
You guys are great. I got my own applause machine right here. Usually when you're in a studio, we have the applause sign. We don't have applause. I have to do it verbally. So Anthony Pope, one of our most popular features on AM 970. The Answer will join us live. Stacey McCormick as well from Retro Fitness. We got a great deal for you for Retro. And Frankie's here and Al's here. And by the way, I always forget. I got to say George, Yuri, Mert, and Kara, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Love you guys. We'll be right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
41 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. School districts across the Garden State being told they can't raise property taxes past the 2% cap by Governor Murphy. Murphy vetoed a bill yesterday that would have allowed certain school districts to do that without voter approval. The governor says that if enacted, the now rejected law would have punished middle and working class taxpayers. Murphy added that he feels the state should be covering the type of financial needs this law would have impacted by way of a millionaire's tax instead.